As you might know, we are super obsessed with Tony Robbins. We've already followed his work for a few years, but not so intensely as we've been following him since this month in 2021. We saw his advertisement on New World, New You, and basically it was a free 4-day challenge in which he goes live and he does like shorter seminars than he normally does, but then again, free and online. And we saw it before and we're like, oh yeah, that's nice, but we didn't really take action upon it because we were like, yeah, probably it's pretty silly or it's just gonna be short and not that valuable. I just didn't feel it yet. And then I was on Instagram and this one entrepreneur I follow who is like a big Tony Robbins fan and has gone to his events for 4 times already, she said, okay, honestly, I saw part of the challenge and I have to tell you, it resembles so much the actual events, what you pay like 4,000 or 5,000 euros for. So basically, without saying it that way, she said, this is high value, go watch it. And that's so I told Leonard and I said, okay, we should really go watch it, just check it out. And so we did, right? It was like Saturday, Friday, I don't know, like somewhere in the afternoon, lunchtime or so. And yeah, we just watched it and we were super intrigued. Like, I was like, yeah, on the tip of my chair, as you would say in Dutch, but kind of like you're almost in that screen. Like I was sitting like so much, like I was leaning in, I was engaged, I was writing along, taking notes on post-its. It was insanely good. Like you wouldn't even imagine how good a virtual event could be, because we all know the average virtual events or webinars where people are like screen off, bad audio, looking like they're bored, pissed or tired or not engaged. But Tony Robbins has a totally different attitude, and yeah, again, also very good for modeling him in the way he does his webinars. We can learn so much, and yeah, loving it. There's so many things that I and Leonard take away from the 4 days, which eventually became 5 days, to be honest, because he said he wanted to give more and it was only like webinars of like 2 to 3 hours, but normally he gives like 14 hours a day. So for him, it was too short. And we were just kind of laughing at that. Like, imagine that he finds 3-hour events for 4 times in a row, like not enough. So we were, yeah, watching that fifth one as well. Anyway, so we took so many notes and had so many insights. And I would say not just business and mindset, but also love, health, happiness, living your best life. And yeah, of course, I will share all those insights with you on Instagram. Planning to do a live session on that soon. But just to give you some, I guess, spoilers already, but just give you the biggest highlights that we found intriguing and that we really take action on right now. I just wanted to share with you today. Basically, it all comes down to your mental and physical state. So your mindset and your emotions, roughly spoken. And like the number one takeaway is that when you are in a bad state, whatever that might be for you, so you're frustrated, you're tired, you're mad, you're angry, you're pissed off, whatever that might be to you, that low energy state or that low state, that is when you won't receive anything or do anything that's really, really engaging or motivating or uplifting or energetic. Whatever you do, whatever conversation you have, whatever work you put out there, you know it's not gonna be your best because you don't feel good, whatever that might be. Yet when you are in a peak state, as he calls it, so high energy, pumped up, physically you're engaged, you're laughing, you're smiling, you're positive, that is a state in which you can reach so many goals, be successful, touch others with your words, message, product, service, but also be more loving, be a better partner, be a better friend, etc. And I just wanted to share this one, like literally my number one insight with you, because this is going to be the life changer, or the game changer and life changing one for us starting like now, already started a week ago. That if you are constantly in a peak state, which sounds really hard, but it's not. You can achieve anything you want. Feel so good, like literally feel so good. Sleep so well, have great conversations, have amazing relationships, etc. And have great health. But how do you get in that peak state? Well, very easily said, it's no more than getting yourself in that state. So forcing yourself to be in that state. That means high energy, feeling happy, dancing, singing, laughing, shouting, moving around, at least moving your body. Because as Tony Robbins says, emotion is motion. Emotion is emotion. So yeah, I was cut off. I'm on the beach, as you can hear. It's super windy. But the last thing I wanted to mention about this peak state is that motion is emotion and the other way around. So if you move your body, you will get your mind into a different state as well. So during the webinars, those 4 or 5 days, we were constantly getting up from our chairs, right? He kind of forced you to. He put on the music. People were like standing up, screaming, laughing, making the most hilarious dances. And they were just like live. People could actually like see other people dance. It was really funny. But basically everybody looked like happier and more energetic afterwards. And it was just like 30 seconds of dancing, right? And it sounds so silly. You're like, oh God, like a motivational speaker, happy, happy. But honestly, if you're in that state, you feel so much better, even though you're angry, mad, worried, you know, even tired, you will feel better. So I just want to give you this number one takeaway that whenever you feel low, whenever you're tired, whenever you feel drained or frustrated, which I am a lot of the time, I have to be honest, get into that peak state. Like tell yourself, I recognize it again. This is not going to happen. I'm not going to push this forward. I am going to get into my peak state, whatever that might be for you. So putting on that favorite song, just dancing along, looking happy, feeling happy, like making weird movements, that will actually get you into that peak state. And from there, everything seems easier. And no, you won't lose your problems or worries, but you'll feel easier about it. You'll go about them easier. You're more creative in solutions. When you're tired and you get into that peak state after dancing, yeah, you still feel a little bit tired, but it's not as bad. And you're actually like, I feel great. And that really helped us like in the past weeks or yeah, I guess days, but dozens of days. And we're planning on keeping that like a high priority. Furthermore, my second it's actually, I would say it's like a number one as well. So don't know which one to choose. But my second big takeaway is that there is a way how you can be successful, whatever success might be to you, right? So it's getting that job, getting that promotion, starting a business, having a certain revenue, all that stuff. You can get to success and achieve that success by taking certain steps. So you might have like read a book or watched a video or listened to a podcast on success before, and they tell you like, do this about your mindset, put in the work, put in the hours, grind, for instance, right? That is what Tony Robbins calls the art of achievement. So if you follow these steps, you will get success. That is something that you can reach no matter who you are. You can achieve your success by doing the right things. But in the end, and he tells this with so much passion, care, and tears in his eyes in different messages, but he tells this story basically, bottom line, is that happiness is not the same as success. And then you'd say, yeah, of course, money doesn't make me happy. That's not what I mean. That's not what he means. But once you get that fulfilled feeling from having that success, being achieved, feeling that achievement, it won't bring you joy. It won't make you happy. Yeah, for a second, for a moment, for a few weeks or days, but it won't get you that feeling that you want to have while you're alive. And that's just, I'm saying this as a guru, but I'm just sending this message out from Tony Robbins that really, really hit us and put us into like a wake-up state almost. Like, okay, what shall we do about this? Because we're high achievers, right? You know us, like we're always grinding, always working. Also on the weekends, we get up early, we work till late, we develop ourselves constantly, our reflective set goals, have weekly reviews, all that stuff. We're super high achievers. And of course, there's so much more to improve, but we're really well on our way to becoming peak performance state at high achievers. Sorry, circling back, but achieving our success with our business, or a certain amount of money, or a certain amount of revenue, or a certain amount of followers, won't give us that meaningful happiness result. Of course, for a second, that's true. But if you have everything, you still have nothing mentally. And this is the example that Tony Robbins gave, and I will do a short disclaimer. This was not in one of the videos of his webinars, but again, the messaging was in his webinars too. This specific message that I'm going to, or the example I'm going to share with you, is from another video that we watched. Of course, I will link it. So he gives an example of this actor called Robin Williams. And yeah, I'm too young to actually know who he is and what he did and which shows that he had. And anyway, he's a comedian, really big star, worldwide known, everything was great. And he was something, yeah, he was someone who actually was a high achiever. He was always trying to reach his goals, from winning an Oscar to getting his own TV show, to being the best in the field, all that stuff. Like, he achieved everything that he dreamed of. But if you know this guy, Robin Williams, again, then you know what happened. He killed himself, I guess, around 5 years ago, this was. What Tony Robbins says is that, right, he has everything. People loved him. He even, like, did, like a short survey in the audience saying, like, who knows him? And then, like, a lot of people raised their hand, like, almost 90, 95%. And then he said, who have you loved him? And it was, like, 80 or 98%. So he was well-known and loved, right? But still, he killed himself. And what he's trying to message, like, what the message he's trying to give you is that you can have everything you wanted to achieve, and people might still love you and be so, so intrigued by what you do and engaged and want to follow you and do everything you have and be part of your community, your movement, whatever, but you can still be unhappy. And so basically what Tony Robbins says, there's two ways to get that fulfillment. It's the art of success. It's the science of success. So following the steps, knowing what's needed to get to what you want to achieve. But it's also the art of fulfillment. And that's the point I want to make as a second insight that was so, so, so intriguing. That you can have everything you want but still be unhappy. Don't let that happen to you. And I'm saying this also as a reflection to myself. Like, don't let that happen to you. Don't forget what you already have. Don't forget to be grateful what you already have achieved, who you have around you, how healthy you are, how rich you already are. Because if you look this up, most of the people listening, I guess everybody who's listening, I think I can say that, is already in that 1% of the richest people in the world already, even though you might be earning shit, bad income, no income, whatever. You're still in that 1% of the richest part of the world. It's insane. So if you would look up this kind of stuff, you'd be like, holy shit, I'm abundant, right? I have so much around me. I have people around me who support me. I have the tools. I have internet, right? I can read books. I can rip off books offline and download them and, you know, like, get them for free. And I can listen to podcasts to grow my mindset. And I can talk to coaches. And, you know, I can follow all these challenges like Tony Robbins gave me. So, whoa, you know, I have so much already. I can be so fulfilled, but it's the art of feeling that fulfillment. So that's the message I want to bring to you today as a second insight. Like, understand that without the art of fulfillment, so feeling that fulfillment, you will be miserable in life, whatever you want to achieve. So for those high achievers who are listening, I guess that's also 99% of you guys. Write down what it is you want to achieve, and then write down what you already are grateful for and how you will feel fulfilled. And it can also be giving back, donating money, helping a friend, you know, whatever. But get the feeling of fulfillment in your life, and don't wait for the success moment and then get your fulfillment, because that would be too late. It's almost like, this is what I would say about retirement, and you can disagree with me, but just to give you a really, really simple illustration. When people retire, most of them do not have a plan for after. And they might be 65, 70 when they retire. And if you know the facts. Most people live until 90, maybe 100 by now. So imagine having 20, 25 years of your life left and saying, I retire. Okay, what are you gonna do with your life? Yeah, you know, I'm gonna do some golf. Yeah, I'm gonna go on vacation more. Yeah, I'm gonna spend more time with my kids, things like that. But imagine having 20, 25 years left of your life and having no plan, no actions, no desire, no dreams, no hopes, no ambitions, nothing. And you don't have to start a new business, I'm not saying that, but do you know what you're gonna do and how you're gonna get that fulfillment? Because if you have achieved your retirement and feel happy about it, then you, at some point, and that will be very soon after, you'll feel so empty. So don't let it happen to you. This is, again, also a reflection on myself, note to myself, that you need, of course, the art of achievement, the science of success, or the science of achievement. So knowing which steps to take to be, for instance, FIRE, financially independent, or how to build that business of your dreams, or how to create that revenue or have that many clients. Know what that takes and of course go after it. But while you're doing it, balance it out with having that feeling of fulfillment already. And of course you can build that up, but do not forget to leave that out. Okay, guys, I'm messing up. It's Saturday morning and I'm kind of tired. Anyway, I hope this was inspiring to you. We want to do more of these kinds of voice memo podcasts because we have so many insights, because we read, watch, listen to so many interesting people. And I didn't even mention this, but we also bought tickets to Tony Robbins' Unleash the Power Within, which is also virtual. It's like a fraction of the price you would normally pay. I think we paid $400 instead of 4,000 euros, which you would normally pay. So come on, guys, like that is unbelievable. This is your chance. If you are motivated or excited by what I just mentioned here in the past minutes, then this is your chance to get highest access to someone who knows so much and has so many insights and had such a rough past and start of his life, but also ups and downs throughout his life. Don't forget to get your tickets. There's a US time zone one, which starts in March, and there's a UK time zone one, which starts in June, and we will be part of that one. But anyway, I hope this was inspiring to you. Let me know in the comments below or just sending me a message on Instagram. Love to know your insights and what you took away from this. And talk to you soon. Enjoy your weekend. Ciao. Thanks for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. As a call to action for you, if you are super interested in hearing more about our insights from Tony Robbins' challenge and other things we have watched and heard from him, then don't forget to tune in into my Instagram motivation talk this Monday at 1 p.m., in which I will tell you live about all the insights we've gotten. And I'm pretty sure there's going to be too much to actually go through, but I'm sure you'll get so much value if you do listen in. So if you don't follow me yet on Instagram, it's @RochelleLeerling, so my first and last name. All right, enjoy your weekend.